Bean Dad, The Dress, 30 to 50 Feral Hogs. If you knew what any of those were, you spend too much time online. And hey, I do too. 16th Minute of Fame is a new weekly podcast hosted by me, Jamie Loftus. And every week, we take a closer look at an internet character of the day. Who are they? What made them so notorious? How did the internet or the algorithm choose them? And what does a person do when they're suddenly confronted with more attention than the human psyche can handle? Listen to 16th Minute of Fame on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
Well, how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Jubal Show on demand. First date follow-up.
The Rec is on the phone today for a first date follow-up. He's not getting a call back from Aria. Hey, Derek, what's up?
It's actually Derek.
Yeah. I don't know why. I just felt like saying your name that way, Derek. Derek.
Yeah, I was trying to be polite at first, but it was too obvious.
Derek, tell us a little bit about Aria. How long has it been since you guys talked?
We've texted a little bit since then, but our date was about 2 weeks ago.
2 weeks ago, okay. Mm-hmm. And how long has it been since your last response from her?
Oh, that was like, I don't know, a little less than a week ago.
Tell us a little bit about the date first, and then tell us why you think you're getting ghosted.
Sure. I mean, it was awesome date. I mean, we went out to dinner and we just had so much in common. It was almost uncanny. I mean, we both ordered the same drink. We both love calamari, and so got two orders of that. We're both have Italian ancestry, so we both talked about how we wanted to go to Italy and maybe scope out some of the places that we're from. We've both done that 23andMe thing. Mm-hmm. So yeah. And then later, we took a walk, and it was just really pleasant. Even the silences weren't awkward. It was just two people who felt comfortable with each other. It was really pretty amazing. And I don't know. I mean, the one thing I can think of honestly is that at one point she was I don't know. She's really into nature and all that. So she was really scoping out this tree. And I took a moment to hawk a loogie because it was just it was bothering me. I thought I might kiss her later. And, so I'm wondering if maybe she got grossed out by that. I was trying to be subtle about it, but there's only so much you can do.
Yeah. Sometimes, especially if you're hawking a loogie.
But you think the loogie is the issue?
I mean, that's all I can think of, because other than that, I mean, it was great. I mean, like I said, we really clicked and just had a ton in common, and I didn't notice anything bad. So, yeah, I mean, maybe she got grossed out because she noticed. I thought she didn't, but maybe she's not telling me.
I'd like you to think about something. So, the loogie, right? You did that on the date.
Yeah.
But she was talking to you after the date up until a week ago, right? So you guys were texting back and forth.
Yeah.
So unless you were texting her a picture of you hawking a loogie, I don't think it was a loogie because she was still talking to you. Did something happen when you guys were texting?
No, I mean, it was pleasant. And, we talked about, maybe we'll get together again. But now I just feel like she was maybe being polite. So I don't know.
Yeah, but why text someone for a little bit after that and then just ghost them? Why not ghost them? Well, don't ghost them anyways. But if it's a loogie, ew, I hate saying that. Why not text him at all after the date?
Yeah, I mean, that's honestly why it's been playing with me, you know? I don't understand it.
Maybe Victoria's experienced this, but Jubal, I know a lot of girls who will just continue to engage with a guy that they don't like just because they don't want to get, you know, a bad rep, or they don't want to get, like, they don't want to feel like, you know, they don't want to be talked about with their friends and stuff like that. It's actually kind of sad, but
yeah. But
they'll do a lot of that stuff without even really liking the guy. Mm. And that can go on for a long time.
Like, the nice thing to do would be to be honest with the guy and be like, hey, I'm not really feeling this.
I've been in years-long relationships where I've been just being nice and didn't want to. So it's good to be honest.
That is very doable.
Out of the gate. Well, Derek, we'll see if we can figure it out, okay? We'll play a song, come back, and then call her and get your first date follow-up next. Sound good?
Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right, Derek. We'll get your first date follow-up next. This is the Jubal Show. In the middle of your first date follow-up, if you're just joining us, Derek is on the phone, and he's been getting ghosted by Aria, a woman he went on a date with for 2 weeks now, and he's trying to figure out why. Hey, Derek, real quick, before we call her to see why she's ghosting you and maybe get you another date, remind everybody of your date with Aria and why you think you're getting ghosted.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, we went on a great date about 2 weeks ago. Thought we had a lot in common, really clicked, but haven't heard from her in the last week. And saying it might be because I hawked a loogie, but I really don't know.
Stop it! No! Come on! Michael! Open your mouth! No, Michael!
Like, how big was the loogie?
I mean, it was substantial, you know, like enough to like that I needed to do it on this date.
Yeah.
Why do we need to know that?
It was meaty.
That's disgusting.
Yeah, that is disgusting. Let's move on.
Please.
All right, we're going to call her right now and see if it is the loogie or something else. Are you ready, man?
Yeah, thank you.
I'm going to dial her phone number. Here we go.
Hello?
Hi, may I speak to Aria, please?
Yeah, this is she.
Hi, Aria. How are you? My name is Jubal, and I'm calling from a radio show called The Jubal Show.
Oh, wow. Hello.
Hi.
So, why are you guys calling?
Calling because, I'm not sure if you've heard the show before, but we do a segment called The First Date Follow-Up. That's where if you go out on a date with someone and then end up ghosting them, they can email us to get you on the phone and ask why you're ghosting. And we got an email about you from one of our listeners.
Oh, no way.
Mm-hmm. So, you've been ghosting somebody, and they really liked you, and they want to know why. Do you have any idea who would have emailed us?
Yes.
Okay, who do you think it is?
Is it Derek?
I know him as Derek, but yes, his name is Derek. He emailed us, and he said he was really into you. He thought the date was, in his words, very pleasant and very nice, like very comfortable, which is a good thing to say about a date. You know, like you guys have known each other for a long time. He also told us you were talking for a while on text and then you just kind of stopped talking to him and he doesn't know why. And he wanted us to call and find out.
Okay. Well, this is pretty crazy, but it was just awkward.
The date was?
Yeah. The date was awkward. He I don't know. He's really cute. He smells amazing. But on like...
That's good.
On the date, we had so much in common, it almost felt like he was saying things to, like, copy me.
Mm.
Like, to make it so that we have more in common than we really do.
Yeah.
Too much of a coincidence to have that much in common.
Well, what if you did have that much in common? Like, have you ever met anybody where it was actually legit?
I mean, you question that. You're like, well, maybe. Like, this is, like, meant to be, you know? But it just got to a point where it was, like, too much.
Okay. He thought that you might not be calling him back because he hawked a big loogie. Did you notice the loogie, too?
Ooh, no, I did not see that, but that's what grossed me out.
Okay, so that's it. That's the reason you feel like he was maybe not being sincere about liking all the stuff that you're into.
Yeah, which is like, you know, kind of an innocent thing to do, but I need a little bit more, you know, authenticity, I guess, more honesty.
I wonder if he does actually like that stuff.
Yeah, this is disappointing. Mm-hmm. What if it's just a great moment?
It was like every single food choice where it's like, oh, I love shrimp too. Or, oh, I love, and then it got like really like just too specific sometimes. Like,
mm-hmm.
I don't know. It's hard to explain. It was just a vibe where you're just this feels like.
Well, thank you for being honest with us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And since you were honest with us, I'll be honest with you. And let you know that Derek is actually on the phone and he's been listening this whole time and he would love to talk with you.
Oh my God.
Hi, Aria.
Hi,
Aria. Look, I heard everything that you said and, you know, I could totally see why you might think that I was agreeing with you and how that would be annoying. But I just genuinely like a lot of the things you talked about. I'm just an optimistic person who likes a lot of things. So it's easy for me to, you know, connect over that kind of thing. And I still think, you know, you're really wonderful and that we do have a lot in common, and just that you're really, I mean, you're so pretty and you're so great. And I would just love the chance to go on another date with you.
I mean, yeah, like, so you really just had that much in common with me, and you didn't just like, it just sounded like you were agreeing with me with every little thing. And like, there was no like almost individuality with your, you know, with what you like. And it just seems kind of like too good to be true, too much of a coincidence.
Yeah, no, I totally see like how you might think that. And like, I mean, you know, I agree. Like that's
really there we go annoying. Again. Derek agreeing.
But I'm a laid back guy. I'm agreeable. But if I didn't like something, I would totally say it.
I mean, yeah, but is there anything that like you don't like? I mean, you kind of earlier you said you like a lot of things. So it's not very special if you like everything I like, if you can like everything someone else likes too, because you just like everything.
All right, here's like, what's your favorite TV show? What's your favorite movie, and what's your favorite band?
I like Friends. Friends.
I mean, yeah. Okay, yeah, I'm not going to lie. I really like Friends. Like one of my favorite TV shows growing up.
Favorite movie is Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
I love Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
No, you're not. Derek.
I was like, wait, but that's a good one also.
Trying to get this guy a second date.
Sorry, what was your favorite band?
Favorite band is MGMT.
MGMT? They're awful. They're so stupid.
They're stupid. I have a feeling he probably likes them too.
Yeah.
He's just saying it. Aria, would you like to go on another date with Derek? We'll pay for it. He sounds like a nice dude to me, honestly. Maybe you guys are actually just into the same things, except for MGMT, right, Derek?
Yeah, they're terrible.
I mean, yeah, right. He agrees. He knows they're good. I don't know. I don't know if I can do it.
I mean, look, I get it. I totally get why you would say that. But honestly, like, I think we work well together. You know, we don't have to talk about things we agree with or don't agree with. We'll just see. But, like, we'll talk about more things, and I'm sure things we disagree about will come up.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe there's such a thing as having too much in common.
One thing you guys definitely disagree on is he hawked a loogie, and you said you would find that gross had you seen it. So, you know, listen, I think there's a chance here.
And look, you guys do have, hey, if you think about it, Aria, you guys do disagree on something. You disagree on agreeing.
Yes.
So you guys are already disagreeing about something.
Yeah, I don't think it's a problem that we agree on too much, and you do.
Yeah, so there you go.
Okay. All right. You know, I'll give it another shot. We can
really
try one more time.
Sweet, Derek, we got you another date, man.
It's Derek, but yes.
The Jubal Show on demand.
Bean Dad, The Dress, 30 to 50 Feral Hogs. If you knew what any of those were, you spend too much time online. And hey, I do too. 16th Minute of Fame is a new weekly podcast hosted by me, Jamie Loftus. And every week, we take a closer look at an internet character of the day. Who are they? What made them so notorious? How did the internet or the algorithm choose them? And what does a person do when they're suddenly confronted with more attention than the human psyche can handle? Listen to 16th Minute of Fame on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast, Climbing in Heels, is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, We're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.